From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Monitors and security forces or sources are saying the United Nations brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed following Friday's killing of anti-government rebel leader Zahran Alush, who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. Details of Alush's death remain unclear, despite reports the military forces of President Bashar al-Assad's government had killed him in an airstrike. An Iraqi army spokesperson says Iraqi troops have pushed deeper into the heart of Ramadi, where they had been engaged all week in an offensive to take back a government complex from Islamic State militants after losing control of the city 7 months ago. Iraqi military officials are saying that IS terrorists are trying to slow the Iraqi advance by using suicide bombers, booby traps, and snipers, plus civilians as human shields. It is not clear how many civilians are left in the area. Thousands of supporters of Burundi's president on Saturday protested against the African Union's plan to deploy 5,000 peacekeepers to quell the country's escalating unrest. Burundi has been rocked by turmoil since April, when it was announced that President Pierre Nkurunziza would run for a third term. He was re-elected in July, but the violence has since escalated. Demonstration in Bujumbura, the capital, was led by Vice President Gaston Sindimwo, who insisted that Burundi's army is capable of halting violence and protecting all Burundians. From Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities in the Central African Republic have postponed national elections from today to December the 30th. Katarina Hoya has more from the capital, Bangui.
5 days ahead of elections to choose a new president and parliament, voter cards had just arrived in the Bangui neighborhood of Boeing, next to the airport in Central African Republic's capital. Electoral workers are busy sorting the cards. We're trying to put them in alphabetical order. It takes longer because many of the workers and voters can't read and write. On Thursday, authorities delayed elections by 3 days until December 30th, saying preparations for the voting were taking longer than expected, especially the training of poll workers. Ballots only arrived in the capital on Wednesday, too late for the UN peacekeeping mission, known as MINUSCA, to deliver the material to the provinces. Already long delayed, Central Africans and international organizations hope the elections will turn a page in the three-year-long conflict that erupted after rebels ousted President François Bozizé in 2013. Katrina Hoye, VOA News, Bangui.
Israeli police say they have shot dead a Palestinian who tried to stab them in Jerusalem in the latest deadly incident in the three-month spate of violence. Police used stun grenades and rubber bullets to disperse several dozen protesters who had gathered on Saturday to demand that the Israelis hand over the bodies of Palestinians killed in attacks or during clashes with Israeli troops. Protesters joined hands to form a human chain around parts of Jerusalem's old city to show solidarity. Sonia Alian was among the protesters.
Give us our sons and daughters. The martyrs need to rest in peace. Their souls are surrounding Jerusalem, and they are screaming. They want to rest. The mothers, be merciful for the mothers.
Since mid-September, a wave of Palestinian shootings, stabbings, and vehicular attacks have killed 20 Israelis. At least 125 Palestinians have died by Israeli fire in that same period. Christmas attacks by Muslim rebels on Christian villages in the southern Philippines left at least 14 people dead. Regional military spokeswoman said the clashes occurred in three different provinces. On Mindanao Island, estimated 200 rebels were involved in at least eight attacks during the 2 days. Serbia has arrested 80 former and current top officials, most of them belonging to opposition political parties. Been arrested on corruption charges, including abuse of office and money laundering. Speaking to reporters in Belgrade, the Serbian Interior Minister said all those arrested were accused in some 20 cases of financial crime and corruption that cost the state more than $100 million.
That's the latest world news from VOA.